play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
For the Silver Streaks and the Minooka Indians here at this Martin Luther King tournament, Brad Benowitz alongside Steve Cheeseman, Eric Hansen, our broadcast engineer for this tournament game. And Steve, just ahead of the starting lineups, how about three keys to this one here, especially for both of these teams coming in with three-game losing streaks. So I don't know, maybe what applies to the Silver Streaks may apply to Minooka as well, but of course we're concerned with GHS here.
Aggressive, 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 and more aggression on the offensive end. But and again, what I mean that under control, but attack. And on the defensive end, guard, get back to Silver Streak basketball and just make that our entire focus. To sustain a start, you know, we've got off to a good start down at in the Danville area, or against, I should say, against Rockford East, but we couldn't sustain it last night. A horrendous start, and then finally, you know, shooting the ball. And part of shooting the ball is becoming confident and being assured and letting it all flow and not think too much. Those things together, and I think we can break out of this. And we've got to just play, not be concerned about thinking too much, but play and use a lot of your basketball instincts and athletic instincts today.
Here's public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
They will be wearing their white uniforms.
With today's starting lineups.
First. Number three, Brandon Hill. Number four, Keegan Grabner. Number 11, Kyle Grabner. Number 34, Adrian Page. And number 50, Adrian Gutierrez. The Indians are coached by Scott Tanaka. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks.
White is home on the board.
A 6-foot junior guard, number one, Nick Fields. A 6-foot guard, number five, Cornell Dotson. A 6'5 senior, number 15, Andrew Anderson. A 6'3 senior, number 20, Clark Hawkins. And a 6'6 senior, number 40, Jacob Carl. Your streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Okay, so a change in the starting lineup here, Steve Cheeseman. In fact, a couple of changes. Nick Fields started the first five games at the Thanksgiving tournament before Quinn Anderson went into the starting lineup in game six. But this is Hawkins' first start of the season in place of Khalil Hodge. Mike Reynolds is a creature of habit. He loves that consistency, establishing that routine. So the message seems pretty clear with the change in the starting lineup. Your take on it here as we get this game started.
Absolutely. We think alike. Coaches want to have consistency and the understanding of roles, et cetera. But when things have gone as poorly here in the last couple of days, last couple of games, these changes were necessary.
Minooka wins the tip. And Streaks get a hand on one of the passes, knocking it out of bounds. So that's how this game gets started. Again, the Indians come in at 10-8. Silver Streaks 12-6. Both teams have lost three in a row, including a tournament game in this Martin Luther King tournament. Minooka scores first, an inlet pass to the big kid. Adrian Gutierrez at 6'7 in the middle, and he flips it up with just a little baby hook with the left hand right in front of the basket.
Nice soft touch there.
Hawkins' interior pass is batted back. Silver Streaks get it back. Andrew inside the top of the arc, cut off there. Silver Streaks wearing the road black. jumper from the outside. Cornell Dotson misses a three. Long rebound to Jacob Carl. Now Hawkins to the outside. Andrew fake, steps inside the arc, puts up a 17-foot air ball. Nick Fields under the basket with the offensive rebound, gets fouled. Well, Silver Streaks get three shots on their first offensive possession. None of them went down, but I like the fact that
there was an attack.
Offensive rebound.
Very aggressive.
Right,
yeah. Nick Fields, I think, is going to bring a very steadying influence and some leadership here. He's a quiet kid, but he's an outstanding leader, and I think that he'll be able to pull the ball club together. We've also got to get Andrew on track. Right now, he's just going through a tough time and needs some good things to happen to him here today and get him moving again. He's too important to us and too athletic.
Nick Fields knocks down both free throws. We're tied at two, just a minute into the game. Across midcourt, Adrian Page. They got two big kids on the middle. Here's Gutierrez backing his way in on the up and under. Gets the shot over Carl, and then over the back on the rebound, gets called for the foul. So he did a nice job to get off a shot, taking it right at Jacob Carl. Those are two big bodies going at it at the other end. And then Carl in position for the defensive rebound. And Gutierrez went over the top of him for the foul. Now Galesburg breaks a press. Andrew around a couple of players, a little out of control going into the basket. Comes up short on the left-handed shot. Adrian Page with the rebound. Back comes Manuka. Jumper from the left side. Gravener misses it. Cornell Dotson on the weak side with the rebound. Comes up with it to the left side. Hawkins measures the three and hits it off the front of the rim. Gutierrez in front of the basket with a rebound. Back into the front court, Kyle Gravener. To the right elbow. Now up top. Page is going to shoot the three-pointer, and the big man comes up a little bit long. Nick Fields with his second rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Pace very, very quick here.
Back into the front court. Andrew. Now to the outside. Cornell Dotson. Pulls up just inside the arc. In and out. Rebound under the basket. Adrian Page. So Streak cold shooting here in the early going. We're tied at two. Not quite 2 minutes into the game. Up top, this is Keegan Gravener. Drives down the right side against Fields, and a hand check called on Nick. That'll be his first foul of the game and the first on the Silver Streaks.
Again, 0 for 5 from the field to start. Getting good shots again. He just can't get them to go. The lid's got to come off here soon.
Lob on the inbound out high to Page. Adrian Page listed at 6 foot. The high hairstyle makes him look taller. Now down low to Gutierrez. Goes left, goes right, finally gets it up and in over Jacob Carl.
And Gutierrez is very good in the low post. Very, very smooth with his moves.
Between Gutierrez and Page, what do you think, Steve, weight-wise? 500 pounds between the two of them?
Absolutely.
Big kids.
Absolutely. Big, strong kids.
Andrew on the outside gets it away to Dotson, who comes out high to help out, looking to go skip pass, but hands off to Hawkins. Now they pull it back out.
Going to reset here against their man.
Now to the left side, Clark Hawkins at the high post. Jacob Carl shoots and scores.
Good execution. There was flow there, and you get a good shot out of that.
Tied at four. Just over 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Final game of this first session here at John Thiel Gym in the Martin Luther King Tournament. Congratulations to the Galesburg girls. Big win coming from behind on the road. Down 13, coming back to defeat Providence in a game you heard just not long ago here on WGIL. Here's a jumper just inside the top of the arc. Kyle Gravener's shot rolls off. Jacob Carl with his third rebound already for Galesburg. Up top, Fields fakes right, gets called for traveling, and that's the first Galesburg turnover.
Just tried to do it a little bit too quick.
4:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Silver Streaks, Manuka tied at four. Ninth time these teams have played. Manuka has been in the Martin Luther King Tournament since the Silver Streaks got it started back in 2010 and 11. On the outside, Kyle Gravener. Right side to brother Keegan. Pulls up, gives it right side. Now Gutierrez is going to launch the three, and he circles it around from the right wing. He has all 7 Manuka points.
Showing he can go inside and outside. Very soft touch and a good shooter.
And at 6'7", that's going to make him tougher to defend for the Silver Streaks. Here's Dotson trying to shake Gravener on the outside. Can't do it. Andrew up top to Jacob Carl. Now Dotson with it left wing. Hands off to Andrew. He'll shoot the three. Measures it. Missed it. And on the weak side, Clark Hawkins gets called for a push-off on the backside of Brandon Hill. And that'll be the first of the game on Clark.
Yeah, Clark was in the right place. He just was sealed out and couldn't swim or spin there to get around to the inside position. Got called for the foul going over the back. Still a little choppy on the offensive end. When we got the ball moving, we got a good-looking shot, a wide-open shot, and it was within rhythm. Still struggle a little bit with that the cleanliness of our offense.
Illegal screen set at the other end. Shane O'Brien off the bench for Manuka, 6'2 junior. And he came out, slid into Cornell Dotson, and gets called for the foul and the first Manuka turnover. And no surprise here that off the bench, first substitution for the Silver Streaks in this game, Tylan Parks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game from last night, because of the energy with which he played.
Absolutely earned that time with his performance last night.
He has it now on the left elbow. Dribbles back up top. Now gives off to Cornell. Shoots the three. Dotson's shot goes in and out. We got a foul away from the ball and a rebound. And another push-off called against the Silver Streaks. This one, I think, on Jacob Carl. And that's his first.
And this is the first time this season we've seen a Peoria crew. And every area has, you know, a little bit different personality in terms of how they call a ball game. And they're going to be a little bit more specific with hands, holding, pushing on the offensive rebound and the defensive rebound spot.
Out of your words, right into the official's head there on the inbound.
Didn't mean to do that, but I've seen that for a long time.
Cornell Dotson gets called for the hold, and now the official's going to come out, and he's going to try to separate Keegan Graepner and Nick Fields before he hands this one off to Michael Furcioni to inbound. So four team fouls already on Galesburg, three on Manuka. We're barely halfway into the first quarter. Up top, now to the left side, Kyle Graepner trying to drive on Andrew, dumps it off underneath, and they kick it back out to Kyle. Fakes, drives, kicks it out under the left wing again. This is Grayson Hoffman, and now a turnover. Cornell on the run out, and good defense by Manuka getting back as Hoffman chases it down, knocks it out of Cornell's hands, and the Streaks will have to inbound it.
And that's the kind of thing I was talking about, being aggressive, taking a chance to make a steal or an interception. Use that good athleticism. Don't be back on our heels and be reactors. Let's be proactive here today.
7-4, Manuka with the lead, Streaks with the ball, just under 3.5 minutes to go first quarter. Andrew down the right side, gets a runner, shot off the front of the rim. He's 0-for-4 in this game. Manuka with a rebound. Back quickly come the Indians. Can't get the shot down underneath the basket. Graepner thought he was fouled. It wasn't called. And now Manuka knocks it out of bounds. Streaks will inbound.
Got Jalen McCants also into the ball game here today. One of the first off the bench for us.
Fields, Dotson, McCants, Parks, and Andrew Anderson for the Silver Streaks. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, Streaks down three. Good pass from Fields, bouncing it left side of the lane to Jalen, who gets fouled on the way to the basket.
Excellent penetration by Nick Fields there in the little dump-off bounce pass there to McCants. He got fouled with a strong move to the basket.
McCants will shoot two free throws here. Foul on Shane O'Brien, so he's picked up two coming off the bench for Manuka. Two of their four team fouls, and McCants knocks down the first free throw. Jalen comes in 12 out of 15 from the free throw line on the season for the Silver Streaks.
And really a good-looking player with enormous upside and is going to have a great future here as a Silver Streak.
Now Jacob Carl back in. Andrew Anderson with his first breather. And Cornell Dotson, the only Silver Streak, who has not yet come out of the game. Second one by McCants. Up and in. Streaks within one. 7-6. Brandon Hill, 6-foot senior for Manuka, into the front court. Again, the Indians wearing the home white.
Trying to run Gutierrez into the post.
Up top, Grayson Hoffman. Now to the left side, it goes to Kyle Graepner. Or rather, that's Keegan Graepner on the dribble working against Fields. Still with it up as he works to the top of the arc. Now to the right side, it's Hoffman. Spin, turnaround. Got free from Tylan Parks. Now a fight for the rebound after he missed it in the lane. Tylan chases down the rebound, drives past a man, then hits the bottom of the rim. And under the basket, Adrian Gutierrez with a rebound. Streaks had a chance to take their first lead of the game there. Instead, Manuka comes back with it after the defensive rebound. On the left side, Hoffman juggling it, now controls it. Gets it into the hands of Keegan Graepner. In the lane, step back just inside the free throw line off the rim. Jacob Carl with his fourth rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks. And then they turn it over into the front court as Cornell lost track of who was around him. Came up, picked his pocket. Second Silver Streaks turnover. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Across midcourt, Hill on the dribble with the right hand. Fades to the right side. Now a steal from the backside. Tylan comes from underneath. Stop.
Outstanding
the
play there.
Past him.
Absolutely.
And he lays it up.
As they're both coming hard, Tylan jump stops, lets the defender go by, and then lays it in off the glass. Great decision by Tylan there.
Two steals for Parks in the game, and the Streaks have their first lead at 8-7 as we wind down the final minute 35 here in this first quarter. Already a lot of action here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Here's a near steal from the backside by Nick Fields. We're going to get a foul called against Manuka. And from the far side of the court, right in front of the Galesburg bench.
Legal screen call there.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Screen away there, which is certainly a characteristic of a lot of modern offenses, and he was moving on that screen and got called for it.
So I was trying to figure out, when Fields came up and got that steal, I was trying to figure out if they were calling the kid for grabbing him, but it looked like
screen away,
he was pointing
illegal screen
to another part of the
on
floor.
The weak side.
Up top, Jacob Carl, open for three, and it rolls off. Soft shot, just wouldn't drop down. Brandon Hill with a rebound. 8-7 streaks, minute 10 to go, first quarter. Manuka with the ball. To the right side, bounce pass. Carlos Hernandez down low to Adrian Gutierrez. Feeds it through the lane. Quick shot up and in by Michael Frusciante off the bench. That gives Manuka the lead back at 9-8.
And Gutierrez also shows that he's a fine passer from the post there to find that cutter there.
Cornell Dotson across midcourt on the dribble. Works his way to the right side. Now to the left, trying to shake Hernandez up top. Gets the pass away before the five-second call is made. Fields drives in, dumps it off. Jalen gets blocked. Gutierrez with the block, picking it up off the floor on the rebound for Scioni. Manuka back into the front court, Keegan Gravener. Now up top it goes, and they're going to hold. Brandon Hill standing just inside of half court as we wind down under 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 9-8 Indians, Manuka with the ball.
Spread the floor here, and I'm guessing they'll try to run it inside to the post, into dump it into the post to Gutierrez here if they have their druthers.
Frusciante gives off to Hill up the right sideline, who backs it all the way up into the midcourt circle with 10 seconds to go. Now Keegan Gravener with it up. Up top to Carlos Hernandez. A feed from way out high. Hill down low to Gutierrez. Catches. Misses the shot from the baseline. Jalen McCants comes out with a rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter. Manuka 9, Silver Streaks 8 after 1. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, detail for life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks with the ball to begin the second quarter. Cornell Dotson's three rims in and out. Rebound under the basket by Tylan, and then he gets stripped on the way up by Keegan Gravener. So the Streaks denied an opportunity there. And the Indians with a one-point lead as we start quarter number two. Back into the front court. Kyle Gravener on the left side, down low to Gutierrez. Takes it right at Jacob Carl to the low blocks. Good defense by Jacob. He has to pass it away to Hill. Curls around in the lane and then airballs the shot. Jacob just globs onto the rebound before it goes out of bounds. Silver Streaks down one, back on offense with the ball. 7:15 to go in the half. Nick Fields drives, but too high off the backboard with the shot. Keegan Gravener with the rebound for Manuka. Drives, leaves it off for brother Kyle, and then he missed the layup from the right side, but there's Hill with a putback.
Pure hustle play there by Manuka to score there. They beat us down the floor, missed the shot, and they were there for the offensive rebound.
11-8. Up top, Andrew fakes right, goes left, leaves it off for Tylan Parks. Stops inside the arc on the left wing, gives it back to Andrew. Anderson dribbles right toward the top of the arc, still with it, coming out high for the pass, Cornell Dotson. Leaves it off for Jacob Carl, drives right side of the lane, dishes it off. Wide open, right corner, Parks hits a three. And
good looking
shot. The game at 11.
He went to the spot where the pass would come to, and he had his feet ready. That's the fine job there to be prepared.
Driving into the lane, jump stop, out of control, but then the offensive rebound by Gutierrez, and he can't knock that one down. And Jacob Carl with the rebound. Back quickly come the Streaks. Fields up top. Carl open again for three. That one's well short. Barely drew the front of the iron. Keegan Gravener with a rebound. They'll let him shoot that all day.
That was going to come right out of my mouth. That will be a shot that Manuka will give and be glad to give.
Jacob had shot only 2 3-point shots all season.
They're going to look for a lob here on the high screen.
Yep, went back door on the right side.
Good recovery by Jacob on defense.
Now driving down the lane and then knocked out of bounds as Gravener tried to take it right at Jacob Carl, lost the handle on it out of bounds. And the Streaks get it back on the fifth Manuka turnover.
And Khalil Hodge and Quinn Anderson in the ballgame here for the first time today with 5:47 to go before the half.
First action for the two who have been a regular part of the starting lineup. In fact, Hodge has started every game this season until today. Quinn got inserted into the starting lineup in the first regular season game after the Thanksgiving tournament. So they come off the bench here, 5:41 to go, first half.
A little time for them to think and watch. Not always a bad thing.
Hodge works his way up top at the volleyball line, reverses back behind him to Andrew. Anderson drives to the high post, cut off, gives it to Anderson. Curls around down the left side of the lane, lost the handle on it. There's Dotson to pick it up on the weak side. He can't finish off the shot. And the rebound underneath the basket by Adrian Page. And then a whistle in the backcourt as Cornell doing everything he could to get the ball back, attacking, and ends up picking up his second foul. So the Streaks get their regular five starters on the floor. Now Cornell's going to come out. I thought they might, they didn't get Nick Fields to the bench in time, so they'll have to be at the next dead ball.
Good aggressive move by Quinn to get to the rim, just couldn't finish.
Just over 5 minutes to go for the half, tied at 11. Up top, Brandon Hill backs up as Dotson cuts him off. Now to the right side, it goes to Hoffman. Gives it back to Hill. Still with it up top. Now gives it right side to Keegan Gravener, working his way inside the free throw line. Cut off by Hodge, backs it out. Little crossover dribble, another illegal screen set away from the ball. That'll be against Adrian Page, his first, and the sixth Indians turnover.
And again, a number of those calls here today, again on the illegal screen, which again has been a point of emphasis with a number of crews.
Jacob Carl, Cornell Dotson get a breather on the bench. I like what I saw there. Jacob and Cornell walking to the bench together, and Carl had his left hand on the backside of Cornell as he was talking to him on the way to the bench. Here's Hodge with a three-pointer just off the rim, and the weak side rebound underneath on Manuka's side for Keegan Gravener. Tied at 11, quick three by Brandon Hill, and he switches it. Indians back on top, 14-11. He has all five Manuka points here in the second quarter. Andrew cut off at the top of the arc. Anderson picks up his dribble, now right side onto the elbow. Hodge drives, pulls up, shoots a 10-footer over the back of the rim. Rebound underneath Page. Streaks continue to shoot very cold here in the home gym this weekend.
And they're certainly pressing right now. And again, as you're trying to fight through, nothing's easy. And we're pressing a little bit as we're shooting the ball.
Page down low, takes it right at Carl Calkins, who just reaches in and steals it away. Seventh Manuka turnover. Here's Andrew driving, and there's a collision at the other end. And an offensive. No, we're going to have an overrule by the officials. One was going to call charge. Oh, they're going to call a travel. So it's a turnover either way. But Andrew avoids picking up his first foul, at least.
Yeah, and you could have went either way. And, again, the travel would be first there before you charge. Good job by the officials there to get together and make sure that they were on the same page.
He was out of control. Hawkins now sits down. Jacob Carl back into the game. So it's Fields, Hodge, Hawkins, Andrew Anderson, and Jacob Carl. 3:52 to go first half.
Jaden Johnson out of the ball game for them. He has a little bit of blood there on his lip, it looks like. And a trainer will get that taken care of.
Seen some injuries already here today.
Both teams working hard. They're just trying to pound their way out of these slumps, and it's not easy.
Main South and Dunlap in a hard-fought game right before this one. Each team lost a player in that one. Here's a jumper by Gutierrez from the outside. He hits an 18-footer. Big kid shoots inside, outside. He
really a nice-looking player. A nice-looking player with a fine touch and a fine basketball acumen. He understands the game.
5-point lead for the Indians. Fields to the right baseline. Cut off, skips it out. Hodge, left corner, shoots a three, and hey!
Attaboy.
First three of the game for Galesburg. Pulls him back within two at 16-14. I take it back. Parks hit a three earlier in this quarter. Up top, Hill to answer on the other end. Misses to the left. Manuka trying to save it out of bounds. And the Silver Streaks did not touch it. Andrew was close, reached out for it, but it went out of bounds. He did not touch it. And the Streaks get it back with a chance to tie it up here under 3 minutes to go first half. 16-14 is the Minooka lead. Now Fields drives, got out of control, got too far under the basket by the time he put the ball up, hit the bottom of the backboard. Back comes Minooka at the other end. Hill misses a jumper. Hodge with the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
And again, both teams continue to struggle from the field.
2:35 to go first half. Hodge on the dribble at the volleyball line. Inside the arc with a floater, banks it in from 10 feet out, draws a foul, and a chance for the Streaks to take the lead.
Two nice offensive plays there in a row by Khalil. He hit the three, and that time he got to the rim, a little teardrop runner, and play through contact, got the basket, and has an opportunity to get the old traditional three-point play.
First foul of the game on Carlos Hernandez also puts the Streaks in the bonus with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Seventh Indians team foul, and Hodge at the line to finish off the three-point play, and he does. Off the bench, 6 points in the quarter. Streaks regain the lead at 17-16. Last time they had the lead, it was very briefly at the end of the first quarter. Otherwise, Minooka's led the whole way. Down low, Gutierrez. Dribbles, gets too far under the basket, has to kick it out on the right side. Hoffman knocks down the jumper from about 15 feet out. 18-17 Minooka.
Gutierrez has a very, very fine instinct of knowing when he needs to dump it off, and he can find that open man very nicely.
Andrew Anderson on a hesitation drive runs into Quinn Anderson and gets called for traveling.
Andrew right now is just really struggling. We're trying to make something happen, and he's certainly forcing some things a little bit and pressing.
30-second timeout with 2:01 to go in the first half. Streaks use their first timeout of the game. Trailing 18-17. Again, congratulations to the Galesburg girls. Victorious earlier today over Providence, coming from 13 points down in the second half to win at 59-56. Silver Streaks also will battle Minooka. 4:10, the scheduled pregame there with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. They were talking during the game earlier. Minooka might not even be 20 minutes away in terms of driving time from Providence in New Lenox there. So a short travel time, and their King tournament will continue here on WGIL this afternoon. Streaks put the full court press on coming out of the 30-second timeout.
Little 1-2-1-1.
Hernandez in the backcourt. Now Hoffman with it. Hoffman goes around. Anderson, they still have it. Now they do get it across midcourt with Keegan Grabner on the dribble. Arteas Bailey into the game during that timeout. Has it now. Gets it into the left side to Keegan Grabner. Now down low to Gutierrez. Again trying to post up on Jacob. Fakes right. Goes left. Comes up short on the shot. And then sneaking in there. Missing on the offensive rebound. And then fouling on the putback. Grayson Hoffman missed the follow and fouled Khalil Hodge when he came down with a rebound.
Good defense in the post, low post defense by Jacob there. He didn't give ground. He forced Gutierrez to take a shot. That was a little off balance.
Well, they called that on Carl?
Tough call there.
Why, they called that on Jacob Carl. How did that happen? So he's got two fouls now, and Minooka gets the ball back. So on the inbound, they throw it out high to Arteas Bailey, who has a dribble in the midcourt circle. So Minooka with a one-point lead, 90 seconds to go first half, and a chance to extend it here. Up top, Keegan Grabner. Streaks have done a nice job defensively on both Keegan and Kyle Grabner, who are scoreless in this game. They can knock it down when they get open from the outside. Streaks have done a nice job defensively on them to prevent them from getting comfortable shots. Curling around, this is Keegan Grabner, leaves it off underneath. Turnaround jumper from the baseline. Really forced one up by Carlos Hernandez there. Under the basket, Carl still into the game, grabs his seventh rebound for the Silver Streaks. And now Hodge on the right side takes it right at Hernandez. Draws the foul on Hernandez, and Khalil's going to get two shots here.
Khalil being very aggressive here and really forcing the action in his three straight possessions. A basket, three-point play, and now going to the line.
And he misses the first free throw. Hodge on the season, just under 76% at the free throw line. Here's Eric Davidson into the game for the Silver Streak. So Carl sits down with a minute to go, so he will not pick up his third foul right before halftime.
And Eric, a good defender, and will certainly exhibit length on the defensive end. Good man to guard, Gutierrez.
Tylen Parks back in for Quinn Anderson as well. Hodge knocks down the second free throw, tying the game at 18. As we approach 50 seconds to go here in this opening half. On the left side, Jaden Johnson into the game and nearly stripped away by Hodge, knocks it away, and Khalil almost chased it down in the corner. Mike Reynolds loves the defensive energy.
Good on-ball defense there by Khalil. He's playing with a lot of energy and his confidence level's picked up.
On the inbound up high to Adrian Gutierrez. Now they get it to the outside to Bailey. Bailey backs up on the dribble. He's going to pull it all the way up near half court with under 40 seconds to go.
They've spread the floor here. Looks like they'll try to play for one shot if they can.
Tylan Parks sneaking in on the front, forcing Bailey to dribble it off his foot. Got it before it went out of bounds. And Tyson does a nice job getting all over him, forcing a Manuka timeout with 28 seconds to go. I liked the way Tylan was creeping up on him, and you could tell he got into Bailey's head a little bit, dribbled it off his foot. And then when he picked it up, he had nowhere to go, forcing a Manuka timeout.
And the mindset is, if you're going to hold the ball for one and you're going to be out here by the timeline, then I'm going to pressure you and make you take care of the ball. And he was a little careless, and Tylan was all over him, forced a timeout.
Now, here's what I'll say about this half, Steve, and we'll have a chance to talk to you a little bit more in once the final 30 seconds go away here, but I like the way the Streaks are playing. I mean, I realize it's a low-scoring game. Neither team is shooting real well, but... But defensively, I like what we're seeing from the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, the energy level and again, the aggressiveness is certainly there. It's tough to come out of a slump. You don't just come out of it right now. You just got to keep banging away, and sometimes it's a slow but sure process.
Out of the final 11 seconds of the quarter, Manuka with the ball, Bailey up top. Dribbling left, Anderson comes from around the screen to pick up the defense. Now to the outside, Grayson Hoffman shoots a three and misses it. Eric Davidson with a rebound, and he just holds on to the ball for the final 2 seconds. And we go to the halftime locker room with the teams tied at 18. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half scoring, the team numbers, the individual statistics, and we'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well. Streaks 18, Manuka 18. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you. And you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
For most of us, all you have to do is pick up your phone, drop a text, send a snap, and you've connected with a friend or family member within a matter of seconds. But for many seniors, like Carol Tinder, loneliness isn't so easy to combat.
Live by yourself. You just don't have anybody to talk to. You get our age, you get lonely.
And that loneliness, day in and day out, can begin to affect every part of life. If your loved one is experiencing the sting of solitude, it's time to reconnect with the help of Gordon Barron's Senior Center, a place where seniors can come to share a hot meal, socialize, play games, and have meaningful conversations.
When you're talking to your neighbor or somebody here, they understand what you're talking about because they've been in the same boat, and that makes a difference.
Don't let them spend another day lonely. Discover new purpose at Gordon Barron's. They can even help with transportation if they need a ride.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Barron's Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you as the Silver Streaks and Manuka in the locker room, tied at 18. And, I don't know what the folks here in the gymnasium might be thinking, but Steve, we've seen this team play every game this year. The last three have been particularly a struggle since the calendar turned, and being tied at 18 compared to where we've been at halftime the last couple of games, we're happy with this. But more importantly, we just like the way the Silver Streaks are playing in this first half. We can just knock down a few more shots. Things would be looking really good right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, the old saying, shooting cures lots of ills, yep. covers up lots of deficiencies. Well, we're doing a lot of good things here today. We're moving the ball well. Again, we still are not as crisp and sharp as we have been, but it's a slow process to work your way out of this. But we're getting lots of good shots. The turnover numbers are down. We're guarding for the most part on defense. The Gutierrez kid really hurt us, especially early, but we've shored up our defensive end. We've only given up 18 points. It's really a matter of just getting shots to fall. Khalil came in and gave us energy. Hopefully that gets him untracked and that we find the shooting touch. You just got to keep shooting. You can't think too much about it. You just work the process and let the results happen.
Statistics here at halftime brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Start off with the team numbers, Mr. Cheeseman.
And again, you know, as we just talked about, the shooting for both ball clubs for the most part has not been very good. 5 for 24 for us from the field for 21%. 2 out of 10 again for 20%. Again, not where we want to be. We're getting the correct shots. Now it's a matter of taking the next step and knocking them down and doing it with confidence. They were 8 out of 27 for only 29%. They were 2 for 6, three-point percentage-wise, at 33%. They had 19 rebounds. We had 17 rebounds, and the turnover numbers are low. You know, in a possession-by-possession ball game, we had 5. They had 7.
Free throw shooting. Silver Streaks, I like this. 6 out of 7. Take that any day. And Manuka has not shot a free throw in the first half. Silver Streaks and Manuka tied at 18. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at the individual scoring. We'll get a word with the Streaks coaching staff as well here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Final game of session number 1 here in this Martin Luther King tournament, tied at 18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
With 3 kids in school and sports, most days you feel like an unpaid taxi driver. Your shuttle runs from the second you leave work till sometimes 10 o'clock. But lately, you're not comfortable driving at night. You've never had a problem before, but it feels like you just can't see well.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but thanks to Kehoe Eye Care, you won't have to dread driving at night any longer. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart for our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium as we continue with the Martin Luther King Tournament. It's halftime here. Streaks 18, Manuka 18. Coach, effort's good. We're doing a lot of good things. What do we got to do here to get over the hump?
We got to knock down a couple shots. Once we drive to the rim, we got to get stabilized down there, throw a shot pick or two against those big guys, and try to draw a foul or two on them, kick it out to an open guy. We just got to get our open looks to start falling.
How do we do that? You're a good shooter. You've always been a good shooter. You teach shooting really good. I've been around it. How do you get the lid off the bucket? I know if you could answer that, you'd be a millionaire, but...
Well, you got to have some confidence. As soon as these guys get their confidence, like Khalil drilled one from the corner there to towards the end of the second quarter, maybe that might get him going a little bit, and if he knocks down a shot or two, then possibly Cornell and the rest of the guys will knock one down too.
Okay, Coach, effort's good. Let's get one here. I think we're going to. Thank you.
Thanks to Assistant Coach Ryan Hart, as always, joining us here at halftime with the Streaks and Manuka tied up at 18. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Earlier today, Peoria hit a buzzer beater, truly a buzzer beater, a three-point shot as time expired to knock off Rockford East, 58-56. And then Maine South followed up with a 46-36 win over Dunlap. And the Hawks, whom the Silver Streaks will play tonight, are the only unbeaten team in this tournament at this point. Monmouth College has gone into overtime in its men's basketball game. And earlier today, the Galesburg girls were winners over Providence, 59-56. Again, we'll have the Silver Streaks taking on Manuka on the girls' side, 4:10, the scheduled pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson as they continue to play in the suburbs. Here, the Indians will have the ball, led by Adrian Gutierrez in the first half with 9. Brendan Hill had 5. Michael Fruscioni and Grayson Hoffman off the bench each had 2. Silver Streaks were led by Khalil Hodge in the first half with 7 as Manuka goes inside to Page down low, and the Streaks get a block. Clark Hawkins with the rebound. Silver Streaks trying to regain the lead. A drive, a step up from the left baseline. Cornell shot a little bit long. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Glass swept by Page. Hawkins got in there, bothered him, and forced it to keep it on the Silver Streaks' end. Silver Streaks were led again by Hodge in the first half with 7. Next up, Tylen Parks off the bench with 5. Jalen McCants, Nick Fields, and Jacob Carl each had 2. Carl led the Streaks in rebounding with 7 boards in the first half. Tied at 18 as we start the third quarter here. Here's Dotson on the outside, and an illegal screen set away from the ball called against Hawkins. And that'll be the first turnover on the Silver Streaks here in the second half.
And again, just a real point of emphasis. At times gone by, that certainly wouldn't have been called a foul, but that's a rule that they want to clean up, and they're going to call that.
That moving, sliding screen that teams aren't getting away with anymore. More so or less so, depending on who's officiating. Tied at 18, Indians looking to regain the lead. Their biggest lead in the first half was 7. Over the Silver Streaks. Here's a jumper off the mark. Page gets the offensive rebound and the putback, stepping into the right side with a shot up and in.
Good rebound there by Page. Strong rebound.
20-18. Said Manuka's biggest lead was 7. It was actually 5 in the first half at 16-11. Silver Streaks have led twice by 1 both times. Fields up top, around the screen, stops at the free throw line. Pass goes left side to Andrew. Driving in steps, shoots from the baseline, missed it. Rebound batted around. Manuka couldn't control it. Hawkins gets in there and picks it up. Now to the outside. Fields puts up the 3 off the iron. Rebound weak side Cornell. Back out to Hawkins. Clark drives, has the ball knocked loose, picks it up and gets it back out to Anderson. Third chance at it for the Silver Streaks. Fields on the left side, around a Carl screen. Now to the right side, Cornell. Goes left, goes right, driving in. Big man waiting there, dishes it back out. Up top, Carl. Hands off to the left side, Andrew. Fakes the 3, trying to work around Page. Shoots an 18-footer and rattles it through.
Tough shot, and he got it to go.
Ties the game at 20.
Hopefully that can get him going.
First basket of the weekend for Andrew Anderson, who was scoreless in the game last night against Moline. Driving in from the left side, Kyle Grabner reaching back with the right hand, can't finish off the shot. Rebound, Andrew. Into the front court, coming up from the backside, poked away. Clark gets there, shoots a 3, and it's off the rim. Thought that one was going to go down, and the rebound by Adrian Gutierrez.
Looked good all the way.
Yeah, it did. So still tied at 20, under 5.5 minutes to go here in this third quarter.
And again, I like our energy as we've begun the half again here. Just a matter of getting results out of it.
Yep. Continue to like what we see, except the darn ball just won't go through the hoop. Not often enough, anyway.
Trying to run Gutierrez into the post here. Jacob Carl's done a fine job on him here.
Gutierrez calling for it. Keegan Grabner keeps the dribble on the outside, cut off by Fields. Backs up to the volleyball line. swings it right side over to Gravener. Down low to Page. Going right at Clark Hawkins. Hawkins doing a good job defensively on him. Bounce pass through the lane. Picked off by Dotson. Here come the Silver Streaks. Cornell trying to go around the man. A little hip check called on Keegan Gravener. And that is his first foul.
And that turnover down on the other end was caused by the great defense, the interior defense by Clark Hawkins. Mm-hmm.
Hodge into the game. And Hawkins will get a breather. So Hodge was the, fourth guy off the bench in the first half. He's the first guy off the bench here in the second half. Due largely to how well he played. Here's Jacob Carl driving in from the
right
side.
Nice move. Shot fake. Beat Gutierrez and got to the rim. Fine move there by Jacob Carl.
Streaks back on top. 22-20. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Page, interior. Gutierrez back out as they go high-low. Page misses the three. Rebound. Silver Streaks. And Cornell Dotson gets fouled over the back. Brandon Hill came up too late. That's the first foul of the game on Hill. Cornell's getting some boards in this game. Silver Streaks, good team effort overall here today, especially defensively, frustrating the Indians. And Galesburg now looking to build on a lead for the first time in this game.
We have a little momentum. We've got to continue to take advantage of it.
Andrew in the backcourt gets it across midcourt, dribbles between two defenders, but he saves it before being poked away. Now Andrew has it now. Hesitation drive again poked away, and this time dribbling it off his leg out of bounds.
Right now, again, as Andrew's trying to create things and make things happening, he's dribbling a little bit too much and trying to do too much.
Winooka gets it back, trying to tie it up, down 22-20, halfway through quarter number three. Kyle Gravener cut off at the free throw line, dishes it out. Hoffman backs out to the wing. Now bounce pass, interior, intended for Gutierrez.
Got a break there.
Gets to it. Gets it to his brother Kyle, who drives in. Misses the shot. Gutierrez with the offensive rebound gets fouled.
Yeah, got a break there. Got through. He got to the rim. And Gutierrez was Johnny on the spot there to get the offensive rebound, and we were fortunate he didn't convert that.
Gutierrez and Page, the two big men, 6'7", 6 foot, the two big strong kids.
And I believe, like you do, Brad, the 6 foot on Page is misleading. They're missing a couple there.
There are the leading rebounders in the game for Manuka, each with five. Gutierrez misses the first one. That's the first Manuka free throw of the game. 3:48 to go, third quarter. Tied at, or rather, Streaks up by two. And he missed the second free throw as well. Good box out by Jacob Carl to come up with his eighth rebound to lead the Streaks. Hodge into the front court. Streaks swing it left side quickly to Quinn Anderson back into the game. Little crossover dribble. Can't shake his defender. Gives it to Hodge. Long three off the back iron. Rebound poked from Fields down to Cornell, and he got too far under the basket. Hit the bottom of the rim with a shot.
Nice play by Nick there of trying to keep that rebound alive with that tap.
And Manuka back quickly. Out of control under the basket. Loose ball. Manuka gets it back. Now down low to Gutierrez. Gets fouled by Quinn in a basket. Tie game and a chance for Manuka to regain the lead.
Fine offensive move there. Big step. Squared his shoulder to the backboard and put it in with a power layup. And now is an opportunity to get a three-point play.
First foul of the game on Quinn Anderson for the Silver Streaks. That's their third here in the third quarter. Gutierrez back to the line. Misses another one. But Hill with a rebound and he gets it up in the putback.
Tough one there.
Nobody boxed him out. Manuka, a four-point play to go up two. And now poked into the backcourt. Streaks chase it down. Fields gets to it. Carl into the front court. Quinn in the right corner brings it back out. Now they swing it around left to Cornell. On the left wing, drives to the top of the arc, hands off to Quinn. Around to Carl screen, left open, shoots an 18-footer and missed it. Weak side rebound, Cornell turns, puts it back up and in. And the Streaks call a quick timeout after the tie ball game at 24. And this will be a full timeout for the Silver Streaks. 2:49 to go, third quarter. Tie ball game at 24. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Learn more at WGIL.com.
third quarter here at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Tie ball game between the Streaks and the Indians of Minooka High School here in this Martin Luther King tournament, 24 apiece. Silver Streaks with Quinn Anderson, Jacob Carl, Nick Fields, Khalil Hodge, Cornell Dotson on the floor. And the Streaks go to the press coming out of the full timeout. Carlos Hernandez into the backcourt along with Keegan Grabner at the Streaks free throw line. Grabner directs everybody in the front court, and he gets it across the timeline where Fields awaits, passes it away to Hoffman. Now coming out for it, Jaden Johnson on the dribble, gives away to Grabner. More offensive movement by Minooka in the half court as they've gone a little bit small. Gutierrez still in the game, though, can't control the rebound, and now a late whistle, a foul on the rebound. Jacob Carl gets called for his third. Little out-of-control drive down the lane, and then Minooka came up with the offensive rebound anyway. 2:26 to go third quarter. And they'll shoot free throws.
With that smaller lineup in there, they're spread the floor a little bit, and they've got a little bit what we call a dribble drive offense here, where they're trying to create driving lanes and getting to the rim, and then if they get picked up, they dump it off to a teammate for a three.
Keegan Grabner, believe it, that's his first point of the game. Both he and his brother Kyle Grabner, the sharpshooters from the outside, who are pretty aggressive attacking the basket, have not scored in this game until that first free throw by Keegan Grabner. Puts Minooka back on top.
Brad, we've done a really, really good job on the defensive end here, containing a pretty nice offensive ball club here.
Carl sits down. Andrew Anderson back in. Grabner knocks down both free throws, restoring the two-point Indians lead at 26-24. Andrew, left side Quinn, driving into the low blocks.
Nice move by Quinn there.
Up and in, banks it in.
Nice little slide shot there.
26 apiece. 2:10 to go third quarter. First basket of the game for Quinn. Again, who did not start the game. Neither he nor Hodge started in place of Clark Hawkins and Nick Fields. Good pass down low on the shot up and in by Carlos Hernandez. Grayson Hoffman out high. Knifed through a couple of defenders and then just dumped it off for the easy lay-in. Minooka by two.
Good penetration.
Hodge around a screen. Misses an 18-footer. Dotson got cleared out on the rebound. Keegan Grabner comes out with it. He's their leading rebounder with six now. Gives it to Hernandez on the left elbow, guarded by Hodge. Back to Keegan Grabner. Driving in sideways through the lane. Leaves it off for Page on the left side. Works his way in on Andrew Anderson. Then just come up way up short on the shot. And there's Andrew right there after the good defense for the rebound. Fakes right, goes left, in the lane, out of control. Lost it out of bounds. Officials are going to confer. It looks like the Streaks are going to hang on to it.
It's going to be a foul called.
Okay. That's third foul of the game on Carlos Hernandez and the third Minooka team foul.
Yeah, they got him on the drive there. Looks like as he reached in to knock the ball away, he got Andrew's arm.
Fields on the inbound to Hodge on the left side. Ball poked away. Hernandez reached in, knocked it loose. Back he comes. Other direction, up and in with the right hand.
Good steal there.
Poked it out of Khalil's hands and took it all the way for his second basket of the quarter and for the game. Minooka by four now. So we approach 1 minute to go, third quarter. Cornell drives in from the left side, right at his man. The shot just barely creeps over the rim and drops through. And a chance at a three-point play on the foul on Michael Fruscioni.
Good body control there as he went to the rim there. He was able to hang a little bit longer and got, like Brad said, the ball to crawl up over the top of the rim and has a chance for a three-point play. Big three-point play here, possibility to extend our lead to three. Or excuse me, to come within one.
And he knocks it down. Cornell just under 80% from the free throw line of the season. All five of his points in the game here in this third quarter. Galesburg down one, 30-29. Cornell will get a breather for the final 64 seconds of this third quarter. And Kobe Ramirez into the game for some defensive energy. He guards Jaden Johnson into the front court. Johnson still on the dribble. Passes it to Hernandez on the outside. He's out at the volleyball line. Now to the left side, Michael Fruscioni. Both teams with a number of their starters on the bench here to end the third quarter, preparing for a big push in the final period. There's a hesitation drive and out of control. Johnson misses it. Kobe Ramirez with a rebound. Drives it into the front court. Sidesteps. Dishes it out to nobody. And Minooka chases it down for the rebound, or for the steal. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And a final shot coming here for Minooka, as they have had the ball at the end of every period so far in this game. Leading by one as we wind down, 15 seconds to go.
Neither team can get separation from the other.
Again, biggest lead in this game is five for the Indians back in the second quarter. Down to 8 seconds to go. Johnson on the dribble.
Going to try to create something, getting to the rim here.
Working his way to the right side, leaves it off. Step back from the right wing for Scioni, misses it off the rim, and that's the end of the third quarter. 30-29 Minooka after three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
In the second of two games this afternoon, the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Minooka Indians in the Martin Luther King Tournament. I'm Tom Erta. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 4:10 on WGIL.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg boys doing battle with Minooka right now. Been a tight game all the way through. Indians with a one-point lead to start the fourth quarter. Streaks with the ball, though. Quinn in from the right side. Strong to the basket. Gets it up and in as he drew the defense. And then with a little hesitation, jump stop to the low blocks. Puts the Streaks back up. 31-30.
Again, a nice move of the basket. That's one of Quinn's strengths. He can get to the rim beautifully.
And out of control. Minooka turns it over. Bounce pass stolen away by Andrew. Drives, dishes. Jacob Carl. Spin move. In the lane. Up and in. Streaks with a flourish to start the fourth.
Great start here.
Biggest lead of the game for Galesburg at 33-30.
Got to dig in here and get a stop here.
And that's in the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. This game has all the makings of something that's going to go right down to the wire, but I like the way the Streaks have started this final period at crunch time. On the dribble out high, Kyle Grabner, cut off by Hodge in the lane, skips it back out. Gutierrez at the high post, trying to head fake Jacob Carl. Leaves on the runner down the lane, and an acrobatic shot up and in.
Tough shot there with the left hand there.
33-32. I said Johnson, it was actually Hill. His second basket of the half, 9 for the game. Anderson pulls up, left side. Quinn can't hit the shot. Andrew with the offensive rebound. A basket and a foul.
And that's what you got to do. You got to be in position to pick up that stick back. And he certainly did there and got it.
35-32 Silver Streaks. Second foul of the game on Adrian Page. Fifth of the half for Minooka. 6:46 to go. Andrew's first free throw of the game is good, and he's got 5 in the half.
And when you're struggling there offensively, that's where you need to go. Get to the offensive glass and get easy baskets, and that can get you on track sometimes.
Both teams looking to snap a 3-game losing streak and looking for their first tournament win. Maine South, the only undefeated team in the tournament. That's who the Silver Streaks will play tonight. 6.5 minutes to go. Galesburg with its biggest lead at 36-32. Good defense, forcing the drive away to Page. Drives baseline, gets a shot up and in with a little step back.
Nice move there. We defended beautifully in the possession, and tip your cap to them. Nice move there inside.
All 4 of Adrian Page's points in this second half. Hodge with a drive all the way to the left side, dishes it out. Dotson, 3 hits from the right wing.
Good penetration there by Khalil. Found him out the backside. Cornell had his feet set beautifully. Knocked down that 3, and we've got it moving here offensively.
Cornell's got 8.5 and for the game. Galesburg opens a 5-point lead under 6 minutes to play. Grabner cut off. They skip it back out to Keegan Grabner. Just off the left elbow, driving in, free throw line, dishes it out to brother Kyle. Top of the arc, backs it up to the volleyball line.
Jacob really working defensively in the post against Gutierrez.
Gutierrez has it now, left side of the lane, backing his way in, goes right under the basket, banks it up and in with the right hand. Again, good defense by Jacob, not a whole lot he could do there, just...
He's done a great job of keeping him from getting the ball, and that's been an outstanding, that's been a real key here in the second half.
Adrian Gutierrez with 13 in the game to lead Minooka. Quinn Anderson, down low to Carl on the low block, skips it out. Andrew shoots from the free throw line. Hits! Andrew's starting to heat up. He's 3 for 3 in the half, 7 for the game. Galesburg by 5.
And we're 5 out of 6 here in this quarter.
How nice is that to hear after a long stretch of dry?
Shooting cures lots of ills.
A drive and a nice move by Brandon Hill to get it, flip it up and in off the backboard.
And they're four out of four here.
Yeah, everybody knocking it in from everywhere. Streaks with a three-point lead. Andrew with the crossover dribble to the right wing. Still
continue
has
to
it.
Run your offense here.
To the left side, Quinn drives past Hill, cut off at the baseline, brings it back out to Dotson. Now up top, Hodge works his way to the right side of the arc, dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. That's the Streak's first turnover of the fourth quarter, 10th for the game. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds, just a 30-second timeout. 4:33 to go in the game. What do you think the strategy here or the discussion is, Steve?
I think that you know, we're going to continue to try to – this is a reminder kind of thing. Talk a little bit here. Although we might do something here in terms of changing defenses. But I think it's just one of those that we're going to continue to remind people to run offense, get good shots, continue to have the aggressive mindset, defend. And we've done a good job here. Whatever baskets that they've scored here, they've earned them. And if you continue to play defense like that, it's going to win out in the end. And we've got some, you know, I think we're picking up some confidence here, both on both ends here. You can certainly see that with the body language.
Yeah, again, as Steve mentioned a moment ago, Streaks 5 of 6 shooting the ball here in the fourth quarter. Their only miss, they got an offensive rebound put back. Minooka, meanwhile, shooting 4 of 4 here in the fourth quarter. Both teams with one turnover, 4.5
minutes to play. We're going to go to 1-3-1 here, so that's the change of defense that I was speaking about there.
41-38, the Gelsberg
lead. Make them get a different look here, Brad.
Minooka with the ball. Keegan Graebner out high to brother Kyle just outside the free throw line. Drives it to the right side and a little lean in, push off foul. But Brandon Hill initiated the contact and he got the foul called against Cornell Dotson. That's the third on Cornell. Both clubs with 5 team fouls here with 4:17 to play in the game. Gutierrez from the left baseline on the inbound to Hill out high. Now top of the arc, Kyle Graebner shoots a 3, but he missed it. Cornell with his 4th rebound. Into the front court quickly. First miss of the quarter for Minooka. Streaks maintain a 3-point lead. Jacob Carl, top of the arc. Swings the ball down low. Now Andrew comes out high for the pass as we go past the midpoint of the fourth quarter.
Be solid with your offensive execution here.
Andrew dribbles right, pulls up, air balls it. Weak side rebound, Cornell fights off a man. Now out to Hodge for 3. Big one by Khalil from the outside, and he's in double figures with 10.
And again, Cornell kept the play alive there. He's been really, really good on the offensive glass. On the weak side, he kept the ball alive with that tap.
Biggest lead for the Streaks at 6 now. They just continue to up it by 1 point each time they score.
Play one possession at a time.
Under 3.5 to go in the game. On the left side, Keegan Graebner. Up top to Hill. Goes around Quinn Anderson, cut off. Now they keep it on the outside to Kyle Graebner. Now back to Keegan. Bounce pass into the corner. Page is going to shoot the 3 and hits. Big man from the outside knocks down his first perimeter jumper, cuts the lead
in half. Big basket by Page there.
44-41, 3 minutes to go in the game. Dotson around a screen by Carl. Now reverses back. Khalil again? No, not this time off the back iron. Rebound on the run by Keegan Graebner. Here come the Minooka. Graebner backs out. Now extra pass. Left side, Kyle Graebner. He misses the 3. And the weak side rebound by Khalil gets tied up with Brandon Hill, who's called for his 2nd foul. Streaks have dodged a couple bullets here. They've gotten a couple of open 3s by their best shooters from the perimeter. Haven't knocked them down, and the Streaks still with a 3-point lead, 2:45 to play.
The one thing that I would say, they've got a couple open 3s, but they're having to play their offense at a little bit faster pace than they want, and that causes sometimes a little bit of a rush shot.
Carl on the right side fakes, drives, lost the handle on it, ball batted around, found its way to Dotson, and the Streaks hang on to it. Lucky break, 2.5 minutes to go. Streaks avoid the turnover. Andrew with it to the right side. Dotson on the wing. Cornell stops, gives it back to Andrew. Andrew trying to go baseline, cut off by Page, kips it back out. Carl to Khalil. Now to the right side, Andrew up the near sideline. Back up top to Carl with 2:10 to go in the game.
Run solid offense. We have the lead, and the time is our ally.
Here's Carl driving, lost the handle on the ball. We got an offensive foul called as Minooka was there waiting. Brandon Hill saw Jacob coming, found a spot, waited for him, and that's the 4th foul of the game on Jacob. 11 Gelsberg turnovers.
And again, we ran good offense there. Jacob just, good play by the defender there as he stepped in and got the charge.
A wind down under 2 minutes to go as Minooka gets it across midcourt, trailing the Silver Streaks by 3. Up top, Kyle Graebner guarded by Hodge. To the right side, Now down low to Page. Page working his way in on Anderson, forced up the shot, drew the foul, and he'll shoot two free throws. Streaks didn't stay in that 1-3-1 very long.
No. And Page and Gutierrez have been really, really good inside, both as low post players and again, as passers. And in Page's case, he had a three here this last possession. They're going to be key for them down the stretch here.
He'll shoot two free throws here. The foul on Andrew Anderson, his first, seventh team foul, and Page misses the first free throw.
And their foul shooting has not been very good, and it's a factor, obviously, in a very, very tight game.
Gutierrez, the big man down low, missed all three of his free throw attempts in the third quarter. Page misses his first one here in the fourth. Keegan Gravener did hit two free throws. Those are the only two made for Minooka with a minute 50 to go in the game and a three-point Galesburg lead. Second one by Page. The right-hander misses it off the back iron, but the rebound to Hill. Then Fields gets in there and ties him up. And the arrow favoring Minooka. They'll keep it.
And that's a break there from Minooka. Again, we've given up a couple of those offensive rebounds.
Both times
off of missed
Hill.
Free throws.
Mm-hmm. So they missed two free throws. They've missed a couple of open three-pointers. The Galesburg lead stays at three. And the Indians will inbound with a minute 48 to go. Bounce pass on the inbound left wing. Keegan Gravener backs it out to the volleyball line. Now has it. He backs up near half court. Leaves way to Hill. In the midcourt circle on the L of Galesburg. Page with it. Now to the right side. Hill steps inside the arc. Drives. And an offensive foul called as Khalil Hodge was there waiting. And he returns the favor on Hill.
Khalil anticipated that. He got himself outside of the lane and got himself set. Great play and a fine call.
Hill drew the charge on the other end. Picks up the charge on this end. His third foul. Second Minooka turnover of the quarter. And the lead stays at three with a minute and a half to go.
Take care of the basketball here.
Andrew across midcourt. Behind the back with the dribble. Gives it over to Fields. Left side it goes to Cornell. Dotson on the dribble. Up top to Quinn Anderson. Quinn backs up with the dribble. Goes inside the arc. Leaves off for Andrew. Drives, dishes, underpinned in by Khalil.
Fine pass by Andrew to Khalil.
And a 30-second timeout by the Silver Streaks as their lead is five now with a minute 12 to go in the game. Galesburg with one timeout remaining. And this, as much as anything, Steve, I'm guessing, is play smart. Remind the kids of what the situation is. Both teams with seven team fouls. The possession arrow favoring the Silver Streaks. And a five-point Galesburg lead with Minooka inbounding.
And again, one timeout left for us, four for them. And again, what we're doing here is, again, a reminder type of timeout here. What we need to do, what we're looking for, what we believe they'll try to do here on the offensive end, continue to guard, rebound the basketball, and take care of the basketball on the offensive end. They're going to be in a position to foul. We've got to meet all passes. Take care of the ball in terms of how we're dribbling it, again, how we're passing it, all those little things that you need to do to make sure that you're doing things both offensively and defensively to secure a victory here down the stretch.
I want to remind our listeners again, we have Galesburg girls basketball coming up as the Silver Streaks will also battle Minooka in their own side of the Martin Luther King tournament. 4:10, the scheduled pregame, so a little over an hour from now. As Galesburg rallied back, if you didn't hear it earlier, down 13 in the second half, rallied back, knocked off New Lenox Providence, 59-56. And they'll make a short road trip, and they'll play Minooka at a 4:30 scheduled tip-off with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, again coming up in a little over an hour here on WGIL. Here a minute 10 to go, Minooka with the ball trailing the Silver Streaks boys, 46-41. Hill across midcourt, guarded by Dotson, goes under the screen, cuts off Hill on the left side of the arc, who reverses back with the pass to Kyle Gravener. Gravener at the volleyball line, gets around Hodge, leaves it off underneath for Gutierrez. Backing his way in on Jacob Carl, shoots it over the rim, weak side rebound fought for, and Carl comes up with it.
Again, outstanding defense by Jacob on a really, really fine offensive player. Almost lost the ball
saves
there.
Saves it from going out of bounds, gets it to Khalil, drives, teardrop, up and in! Streaks by eight, 48-40, or seven rather, with 30 seconds to go. 48-41.
Make him earn everything here. Again, guard the three ball. Nick Fields is face guarding Gravener here.
Gutierrez shoots a three and misses. Cornell Dotson with his sixth rebound. And now Minooka fouls with 22.2 seconds remaining. And the Silver Streaks that close to snapping a three-game losing streak.
Really, really fine fine job here by the Streaks down the stretch, both offensively and defensively, making shots, guarding, getting key stops down here, getting important rebounds. Really a fine job here as we've gutted this thing out and very close to victory.
Got the Streaks 8 of 11 from the field here in the fourth quarter. Andrew Anderson to the free throw line, 7 points in the half and for the game, but he misses it. And on a 1-1, Page with the rebound. Back comes Manuka needing a basket quickly. Hill attacks, fouled by Cornell Dotson. Shot doesn't go down. So two free throws coming with 17.3 seconds remaining. And the fourth foul on Cornell Dotson.
And that's where I didn't want to see Cornell foul him in that situation there, because now they're going to be able to score points with the clock stopped here.
And they've already had a couple of offensive rebound off missed free throws. And there's another miss in and out by Hill at the free throw line. Manuka, 2 for 8 from the free throw line. Trailing by 7 with 17 seconds remaining. Second one by Hill, who's got 9 in the game, and now in double figures as he makes the second one. 48-42. Silver Streaks trying to get their first win of 2018 and get to 13-6. They've lost to 3 really tough 4A schools at the beginning of this calendar portion of the schedule. And Manuka playing tough here, also a 4A school, with another one waiting tonight in Maine South.
They're guarding us all over the floor here, as you would think.
Fields on the inbound, gets it to Hodge, and fouled right away by Fruscioni, and Khalil will shoot 2 free throws. Well, I think we can start talking about some Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time.
And there's a number of candidates here.
There are. There
absolutely
really are.
A number of candidates here.
One of them at the free throw line right now.
Absolutely, and he's really, really responded beautifully here to the first time not starting a ball game this year, not getting playing time in this game till into the second period.
But Khalil can't hit the free throw. Here's an air ball free. Nick Fields gets the rebound. And the officials call a tie-up, so the Silver Streaks will have to inbound it with 5 seconds to go.
2-possession game here. We still have to make sure we're taking care of the ball. We've seen Reggie Miller before in these kinds of situations. I know we don't have Reggie Miller here, but it can still happen. Got the ball inbounds, and that's going
to
do it.
Yep, on the inbound, they get it to Quinn Anderson. So when Manuka can't steal it, they go ahead and let Anderson just dribble out the game, and the Streaks get a good win, a tight one.
Very important win here.
Down 1 going into the fourth quarter, never led by more than a point heading into the final period. But they win it by 6 here, 48-42, and improved to 13-6. Manuka loses its 4th straight, dropping to 10-9. Post-game show from Thiel Gym coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them, which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly clear with a low of 1 tonight, partly sunny with a high of 21 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with snow likely on our low down around 11. Monday for Martin Luther King Day, partly sunny with snow likely early on, high of 13. And then Monday night, mostly cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around negative 5. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 14 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here today, 48-42, so they get to 1-1 in the Martin Luther King tournament. They'll take on the only unbeaten team, Maine South, coming up tonight. Scheduled 7:45 start. Again, the Galesburg girls battling Minooka coming up at 4:30 with a 4:10 pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Let's start off with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. As the streak snap a three-game losing streak here, Steve?
Well, you know, we talked there off the air. There were a number of candidates, a number of guys that fit that definition of making a play that really is a crunch time play, one that turns the tide. Well, we had a number of candidates, as I said, and I thought Cornell Dotson did a lot of little things, from making plays with keeping an offensive possession alive by tapping the ball away or being in the offensive rebound spot to get a kick back out. Khalil certainly took advantage of a couple of those. Cornell, in my mind, was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So we're going with Cornell Dotson today as the Dave Auto Body's Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Had 10 points all in the second half. Three of his six rebounds were in that fourth quarter when the Silver Streaks outscored Minooka 19-12. Again, Galesburg throughout the game had a one-point lead once in the first quarter, and Minooka regained the lead right back. Had a one-point lead in the second quarter, and Minooka regained the lead right back. Had a two-point lead in the third quarter, then Minooka tied the game, then turned around and regained the lead. And that's just how the game went until that fourth quarter, when the Silver Streaks went up 31-30 at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yes.
They led the rest of the way.
Yeah, and we'd hit, you know, our first two shots right now. And that really provided us with energy, and I think it was one of those things that we just took off and ran with it from that point on. Two quick baskets that I thought were bang-bang kind of baskets, where we really did things in a hurry in terms of really executed nicely, and again, it really, really gave us an enormous boost.
For a team that's been struggling with its confidence, how big is it to play this kind of game where you just can't get the lead? You just can't get the lead. You're doing a lot of things right, and you just can't get the lead. And then all of a sudden, everything just clicks in the fourth quarter, and they build the lead. They got it to one. They got it to three. Then they got it to four. Then they got it to five. Then they got it to six, and kept knocking down shots and just...
Well, you see your hard work pay off.
Exactly.
I mean, you just keep banging away, and you get the door open, and then you just come flying on through the door, so to speak, in terms of an analogy. And our guys today, credit to them, easy to be down after a tough game again last night, three in a row, come back here in the early afternoon. And I'll tell you, you know, we talked about, Coach Reynolds mentioned the word grit, and we showed enormous amount of grit here today, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. And he's on his way up here right now. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg snaps a three-game losing streak to get to 13-6 on the season. Minooka, meanwhile, drops its fourth straight to go to 10-9, and they are the only team in this tournament without a win now, dropping to 0-2. And again, the Silver Streaks will play Maine South tonight, the only 2-0 team in the tournament. So here's Coach Reynolds now, as the Silver Streaks put together a really good fourth quarter. 19-12 is what they outscore the Indians in, winning it here by 6. Steve, I'll let you open us up.
Well, I know first. Just looking at him here and knowing him like I know, he willed his team here today. You can see that he almost felt like he played here today. Use the term, Coach, in the pregame of grit, and that's the kind of guy you are, and our ball club today showed a lot of that, didn't they?
Well, and I think there in the third quarter, you know, Coach Hart said in the timeout, you know, if you just got to shoot with confidence. Once somebody makes it, everybody's going to make it. And I think you saw that there in the fourth quarter. You know, Khalil hit a shot, and then we had two or three other guys hit a shot. I think the tale of the game was, you're right, grit. You know, we were able to find an extra possession or two. You know, Cornell got that big offensive rebound, kicked it out to Khalil. Khalil drills a three, puts us up 6. That might have been the play of the game, you know. And I think, you know, we just had to find a way to get an extra possession or two, and I'm proud of our guys because we've been around. You know, I told our guys last night after the game, you know, 460 or 70 games I've coached in my life, and not one of them went perfect. Today didn't go perfect either, and you just got to keep fighting, and you got to keep fighting, and you got to keep fighting, and at some point in life, stuff works out. Today was our day, and we know we got to play an always game Maine South team tonight, who, you know, went on the road and beat Niles North last night, who was, you know, basically number 3 in the state in 4A. So, we don't schedule cupcakes, and we're not planning on starting. So we're going to fight like crazy, see what we got.
Coaches have to be a psychologist with their kids sometimes. The kids were doing a lot of really good things for the first three quarters, and gosh darn, we just couldn't get the lead and keep it. How much of that encouragement did you have to give them along those kinds of lines throughout the game so you could put together that fourth quarter that they did?
Well, I think that the key is don't give in defensively. Don't give in defensively. I don't know how many times I can say that to guys. Don't give in. Don't blink. Whatever words you want to say. And I said it again in the pregame. You know, we can put all the motivational posters up that look nice in a locker room, you know. Your girlfriend, your mom can tell you everything's going to be okay. You know, my mom texted me and told me everything was going to be okay. You know, the only people that can make things okay is us. You know, our parents, you get to this point in life, your parents can't fix everything for you. You know, your parents can't fix everything. We try to do that when kids are young. But we need our kids and you know, our people in our program to show grit and toughness. What I liked kind of about our game today is, we had some guys that missed shots. We had some guys that did some things. And what we did was continue to fight, continue to show toughness, and we found a way to win a game against a 10 or 11 win team. So, I mean, we're not talking about a team that's won 2 games here. We're talking about a team that isn't scared of us. They play in a heck of a league with Romeoville and Joliet West and Joliet Central, and their league's a lot like ours. You got to bring it every night, and they've learned to do that, and hopefully our guys are learning to do that.
Let's talk a little bit about that defense. This is a good offensive club. They got a couple of kids that could shoot it. They're inside players. That Gutierrez is a beautiful, old-fashioned, low-post offensive score. We held them to 42 points, and like you said, there in the second half and throughout the whole game, whatever they scored, they had to earn like mad. And Jacob Carl did a really good job interior defensive-wise against that kid, and everybody else did too. Just talk about what you felt in terms of our defense there.
Well, I mean, was it perfect? No. But, you know, I mean, Khalil takes a charge down here. You know, we come up with 2 or 3 rebounds and 2 or 3 loose balls. You know, was Moline better than Minooka? Yes. But I think we had a little more engagement defensively, and we were, you know, in the right spots a little more. We made them uncomfortable. You know, I think Nick Fields was able to make number 4 uncomfortable, one of the twins. And you know, for most of the game, we were able to make number 11 uncomfortable. They're bigs, really. You know, they surprise us. I think, they have 3 or 4 threes between them. And, you know, Gutierrez, they really, you know, they hadn't done that a lot on tape where they've just fed him. But they did. And you know, I think, to be honest, I think it kind of got them out, their shooters out of rhythm. We were able to play zone for a little bit and buy a minute or two in the fourth quarter. We didn't use it and close all the way through, but, you know, we
just used enough to throw them off.
We used it long enough to get them out of a rhythm. And I tell our guys, we don't want the zone defense to be our fastball because it isn't good enough. But, a bad
change-up
once in a while is okay.
Yep.
Well, we had the Graebner kids shooting 0 for 11 in this game. I mean, it was everything they could just even get off a shot. So, I mean, you obviously were able to, or the kids were able to, I guess, engage enough to keep them from getting comfortable out there and shooting big on you guys.
Yeah, anytime you can keep their best player from really, really getting going or scoring, you know, that's kind of who we've always been. You know, we're not going to let, you know, I don't care if it's been Chason Randall or whoever. The only time he ever went off was, you know, in the regional when he had 100 and Victor had 100. So I don't know. But, you know, we've been able to always be able to guard the other team's best player. And last night, you know, let's be honest, we weren't able to do it. But against Danville, we were, you know, and against Rockford East, we pretty much were. The two other games we lost, but, you know, last night we weren't. And that really bothered us. I know Coach has been around me a long time. That bothered us. You know, we like to be able to take their number one option out and make them go 2, 3, and 4. And when you're able to do that, you usually got a shot to be in the game.
And that's why we've been in almost every game here in 10 years. These last three have been absolutely aberrations. They're not something that we're used to here.
Well, and on that note, that was kind of my last question here, Coach. This is the first time these kids have played a game in this part of the calendar year where we've been in the game in the fourth quarter. And they could have forgotten how to do that, but they rose to the occasion rather than getting scared of it. And I think that had to be an encouragement for you too, did it not? That they attacked the fourth quarter like they did rather than getting scared of being in the game.
Yeah, because I think, you know, I don't know if scared is the right word last night, but not engaged or could never get in a rhythm or
tentative,
whatever
yeah.
that is, you
tentative,
know.
Yeah.
But I think that we took the bull by the horns, per se, today and tried to just push forward. And we still wasn't a perfect fourth quarter. We had a couple turnovers and you know, maybe a questionable shot or two. But, you know, as long as you show a little toughness and act like you're interested in winning the game, you usually got a pretty good shot.
They played reflective of the character of their coach. You know, no back down, ask for no quarter, give no quarter, and really, really a gutty win here today, I thought.
Congratulations, Coach. Makes it feel a little better going into tonight now.
Yep, there's no free lunches in the world, Cheese. You know
that's
that.
That's right. I know it. You never gave me any, that's for sure.
Final score, 48-42, win over Minooka. We'll take a break here, come back, look at our final statistics. And again, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Cornell Dotson. Galesburg snaps a three-game losing streak. You're listening to post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win in here, got one out against Minooka, especially a big fourth quarter, 19-12 over the Indians to win at 48-42. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Start off with the team numbers here, Steve.
You know, the final statistics in terms of shooting don't reflect how much better we shot the ball in the second half. We end up 18 out of 47 for 38%, 4 for 16 from beyond the arc. Again, 25%. But in the second half, we were 13 out of 23 for 52%. And like you said, in the fourth quarter, we really shot it well. We were 8 out of 11, hit our last 6 out of 7 shots, I believe it was.
Nice.
A really, really good job by us down the stretch. rebound-wise, very close. We were talking off the air that this game was as close as the statistics. Nobody ever got ahead in a significant amount. There were no long runs. Rebound-wise, we won that 33-29. Turnovers, we had 13. They had 10. So a really tough, you know, tough basketball game here, and one that both teams that had lost their last three that come from good programs with good coaches that were doing everything they could to come out with a W.
Free throw shooting. Indians finished 3 of 9. That certainly hurt their attempts to try to come away with a victory here in this tournament. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, were 8 of 11 when they were 8 of, they were 7 of 8 heading into the fourth quarter. Individual scoring. Minooka put two players in double figures, led by Adrian Gutierrez with 13. Brandon Hill finished with 12. Next up, Carlos Hernandez off the bench had 4. I'm sorry, Adrian Page had 7. Don't want to overlook him. He would have been their third leading scorer, again with 7. Grayson Hoffman, Michael Fruscioni, and Keegan Graebner each had 2. And again, Keegan Graebner and Kyle Graebner, 2 combined points between the two shooting guards, sharp shooting guards, and none of those points from the field. Their only points are from the free throw line.
One of the things that we do, I mean, we really play outstanding perimeter defense, but when we have shooters, we do what we call face guarding, which basically means you're going to shadow that guy everywhere, trying to deny him the ball, push him out beyond what his range is, just to really make him uncomfortable. And again, that's one of the hallmarks of our really, really good defense here. And that was very effective today and certainly one of the biggest factors to our success.
Leading scorer for the Silver Streaks, Khalil Hodge, off the bench with 14. Cornell Dotson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, had 10. Again, those 3 big rebounds in the fourth quarter, a couple of them offensive. And how about Jacob Carl? Don't want to overlook him. 6 points, 9 rebounds in a very steady game. He had 4 fouls. But, I mean, he maybe had the toughest defensive job of the whole game, just trying to physically put up with Adrian
Gutierrez. He did a marvelous job with the interior defense on Gutierrez. Just a real, and again, not showing up at all in the stat sheet,
right,
but he was outstanding with his defense on that kid, made him work for everything and really shut him down in the second half. Again, playing with 4 fouls.
Andrew Anderson had 4. Tylan Parks off the bench with 5. Quinn Anderson had 4. Nick Fields finished with 2. Eric Davidson, Kobe Ramirez, and Clark Hawkins all had key moments. So did Jalen McCants. McCants finished with 2, but the rest of those kids all had key moments as well. No points, but contributed in their own individual way at a spot moment and a key play, or just filling the role that they did in this win here today, 48-42. Final thoughts from John Thiel, Jim, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your 4-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought 3 tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought 3 tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
I spent my whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family. But ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Every bit of it is designed to make the American people dislike Donald Trump.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
48-42 the final. Galesburg improves to 13-6. Minooka drops to 10-9. And again, 4 of the 6 teams in this Martin Luther King tournament are 1-1. Maine South is 2-0. Minooka's 0-2. So a tight tournament, good matchup. Everybody is pretty darn even when you look at it that way. Maine South does have the best record in the tournament. That's who the Silver Streaks will play tonight, as the Hawks come in at 14-3. But, Steve, we feel better going into that game here tonight, after especially the way the Streaks finished off this game here today.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly would think this would give us some confidence. We've struggled, and again, we just worked hard today. Worked hard, and our hard work paid off. We made things happen. That's the kind of stuff that you want to come out of a game as well as with a W. And our kids really finished the ball game in a nice way and did a lot of good things. Look forward to the matchup tonight here as we come off a nice win here and certainly gaining some confidence against a really good ball club and a well-coached ball club in Maine South.
Galesburg girls will try to make it a sweep over Minooka. Their game coming up in just a little over a half hour. 4:10, the scheduled pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson on their side of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Tip-off at 4:30 coming your way from Minooka High School. And the Galesburg boys will wrap up the day against Maine South. Again, the third game of the session. The first game at 5 o'clock here at Thiel will be Dunlap and Rockford East. Peoria plays Minooka at 6:30. And then Galesburg and Maine South at an 8 o'clock scheduled start. Again, if everything is running on time. So, Steve, we'll see you back then.
Yep, be back soon. Thanks, Brad.
48-42 the final, a win over Minooka. Our thanks to Eric Hansen and Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineers. For Steve, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon from now from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.